Hi, this is Katie Lee from the Kitchen on Food Network, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
720 WGN, Dane Neal here at the 2016 South Beach Wine and Food Festival, along with a star. You know her from Top Chef, you know her from books. She's an incredible author, and of course, as a star of the Food Network hit The Kitchen, it's the one and only Katie Lee. Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, people know you and they love you as someone that they see on television, but you know, food TV, it isn't all the same. It's totally different. Like a show like Top Chef, it's so serious. You know, there's so much pressure related to it. And now on The Kitchen, I know many of the people that are involved with it, good friends with Jeff Morrow, who's from Chicago.
Oh, I love Jeff.
It's like an ensemble cast, and you guys just have a great time.
We do. We get to have a great time, and that's what it's really all about on The Kitchen. You know, we try to create a show where viewers feel like they're hanging out in the kitchen with us. You know, anytime you have a party, no matter how nice your living room is, everybody ends up in the kitchen, and that's kind of what our show is all about.
And you guys have different roles, you know, like Jeffrey Zakarian is kind of like the cerebral guy, and Jeff does a lot of stuff with gadgets. You share a lot of information about healthy things, which I think we need, you know, more of. Maybe Sunny's more of an indulgent dishes, but healthy things. And talk a little bit about why that's so important. I know the background of, you know, families and farms and things like that, but you're always on the healthy side of things.
I am. You know, I like to try to live a healthier lifestyle. I think it's really important, you know, not only to have good health, but it just makes me feel good. And I'm always looking for foods that satisfy me and make me feel like I've had something kind of indulgent, but I don't have to have any kind of guilt for it. And that's not to say that I don't love to, you know, sit down with a big plate of nachos, because I do. But if I behave most of the time, then when I have the big plate of nachos or, you know, eat a whole pizza by myself, I don't feel bad, you know.
So you've kind of combined the best of both worlds, like working with Silk, right? And so you've got something that doesn't have a lot of calories, I guess 90 calories or less per serving, but it does taste kind of indulgent. You know, it tastes really good with Nocello. So talk a little bit about that product, and I mean, and some great nut flavors. I tasted them. You've got the cashews, you've got the, I think, almonds. I really love the chocolate walnut flavor.
Oh yeah, I love the dark chocolate right walnut. Right. I am a chocoholic. You know, I love anything chocolate. And when I first tasted the Nocello, what really struck me was that it is very rich and creamy and feels like you're having something that's really sinful, and it's really a smarter choice. So you get to have that feeling of satisfying your sweet tooth, but at the same time, you feel okay about it. So I really like it as an afternoon snack, you know, I made up these cocktail recipes for cocktail hour as well. And for me, you know, I live in New York. Chicagoans can identify, you know, we have cold winters. And I like to make a cocktail that makes me feel like I'm having a little bit of a vacation and right. An escape. So I did a toasted coconut martini with it, and that's the toasted coconut flavor. And I put coconut rum and vanilla vodka in there, and that tastes like I'm on vacation, so I get to have a little mini break. Or a banana daiquiri, and I use the caramel cashew. You know, that's delicious.
Nice.
It's delicious. And I even did a chocolate margarita. So I used the dark chocolate, and I put the coffee-flavored tequila with it and put it in the blender. It's awesome.
Definitely people are going to be celebrating, like, here over the course. South Beach, of course, such a great destination for vacations. Like, of course, you're here working. You know, you're toiling here at the South Beach Wine.
Such hard work. The sun's shining. My feet are in the sand, and I'm looking at blue water. So I can't really call it work, even though technically it is.
It is your work. It is your profession. So much of what you do, people enjoy on the television. But here, they get to see you in person. Like, how cool is that to have that feedback from your fans at the events?
Well, I really like being at these festivals because we do get to interact with people. You know, one of the things I love about social media, like my Instagram and my Twitter, it's being able to connect with people in real time, and to be able to do it in person here is even better. So I always tell people, if they love food and wine, to try to make it to one of these festivals. And there's something really special about the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. This is the 15th year. I've been coming for about 10 or 11 years, and I look forward to this all year long.
Yep, everybody does. So people are going to look forward to seeing it. The ones that are here are going to enjoy it. But when the smoke clears and people head back home, or for those people hearing this at home, how can they enjoy some of the things that you're serving up here, and how can they enjoy some of these things back at home on a regular basis?
Well, Nocello's in stores now, and all these recipes are at Nocello.com, so people can check them out and make them at home and have, you know, a little mini vacation in a glass.
Vacation inspired by Katie Lee. Katie, thanks so much for what you do. For those people who want to follow you and keep up with your adventures, where can they go, social media-wise and all that?
My Instagram and my Twitter is both at Katie Lee Kitchen, and my website is katieleehome.com, so check it out. And, of course, watch The Kitchen on Food Network, and I've got a new show that's starting in May called Beach Bites, and that will be on Cooking Channel.
Now, are you doing a little bit of reconnaissance here for Beach Bites?
I'm actually filming Beach Bites while I'm here. I've been in Mexico. I came here. I'm going to Key West tomorrow. And we've got a lot of really great locations coming up. I'll be filming the next few weeks. So I'm on a bit of a beach escape right now.
Nobody has any sympathy. That is tough duty.
No, I have had so many offers for assistance. It's unbelievable.
Unpaid volunteers just want to come, you know, help you move things around. Put a shawl over you in the cooler media room. Well, Katie, we love what you do. Encourage people, of course, to try all the Nocello stuff and see you on television, all the things, and of course the new show as well. And thanks so much for being in WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.